Alaska Governor Bill Walker says he hopes the shutdown of Haines Trooper Post is not a long-term solution. But the head of troopers says right now he has no plans to reinstate the position. The lack of a clear answer may further confuse Haines' exploration of an expanded police service area. Walker was in Haines on July 29th. It was his first visit since the borough lost its only Alaska State Trooper several months ago. In a brief interview, Walker said the main challenge the troopers are facing is in recruitment.
The funding's there, we just can't find the troopers. We just can't find the folks that fill in the positions that meet the qualifications and make it through the academy.
Walker says the state is about 20 troopers short right now.
And it's not a matter of necessarily shifting it onto local municipalities. We just don't have the troopers is the problem. And so I hate to say it, some areas that really have a lot of require a lot of law enforcement activity to kind of get the attention. And so I know that's not the long-term solution.
Walker saying it's not a long-term solution seems contrary to statements from the trooper division.
Do you see closing the trooper post in Haines as the long-term plan for that position?
Right now, like I said, we're always fluid. We're always evaluating.
That's Colonel Hans Brinke. He inherited Haines' trooper decision from his predecessor, James Cockrell.
Right now, I don't have any intention of putting someone back into Haines, but we always have to evaluate. And then, like I said early on, if the recruitment efforts are extremely successful, we're able to fill all of our positions, the funding comes back to where we can actually hire additional people, we will always evaluate the needs of the communities that are out there.
This puts Haines leaders in a difficult position. The local police department is only funded to serve a small portion of the borough, the townsite service area. So the assembly is looking into creating an expanded police service area. That would pay for law enforcement response in areas previously served by the trooper.
Would that lower the chances of the troopers reinstating the position in Haines?
Well, if they're going to be responsible for it and they've accepted that responsibility, that would be a decision point that we would have to take into consideration.
Brinke's message was that a lot of things have to work out for Haines Post to come back. In addition to the troopers' recruitment problems, Haines has a comparatively low crime rate, and the state doesn't have a long-term financial plan. Governor Walker also put blame on that.
You know, we don't have a full fiscal plan, and that's what we need. We're living off of savings, so until we get the fiscal gap, not necessarily completely closed, but at least have the structure in place for it to become closed, we'll look again at those issues.
The discussion about how to deal with Haines' trooper loss continued at an assembly committee meeting Tuesday night. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.